We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
At the Coca-Cola Company, Keurig Dr. Pepper, and PepsiCo, some of our bottles can be remade in a whole new way. Using 100% recycled plastic. New bottles using no new plastic except the caps and labels. Learn more at madetoberemade.org.
Welcome to another episode of Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living Podcast. Today I got my friend who's a motivational speaker, and I've been on his show before. I think it was at the sometime in January. One feels like an eternity since. His name is Lauren Michael Harris, and he's already crying.
We just started. I'm just so touched.
So welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Jimmy Claire. Thank you, Jimmy. I'm Lauren Michael Harris, and I'm a friend of Jimmy Claire, and I had the honor of having him on my show, which I've hosted for, this is the fifth year, a show called Bathrobe Moment, which you can find on e360tv.com. Download the app today. But I've been there and I absolutely love it. I'm an executive producer for the network there. So I help develop shows and help show hosts with all the things that help take their message on a magic carpet ride into the hearts and minds, hopefully, of other humans. And so it's a really important opportunity for all of us at the network and for all of us, like you included, and those out there, your viewers and listeners who have a message. It doesn't matter if it's on a stage, on the air, in person, in the grocery line, as long as we continue to have conversations and share our truths with the world. You hear that? That was a cat. See,
jeez.
They don't say I'm not usually doing shows right now, and they're trying to like get my attention to get some treats. So they go in there and they climb up on the counter and they knock stuff off thinking I'm gonna come running. And once they got me in there, I'm just easy prey. So they don't know I'm shackled to the office right now. Ha ha. Now who's the smart one? So anyway, I do that and I coach people, message discovery, helping people from all walks of life. Figure out, I just help them. I take their hand and help and put it on the light switch, if you will, to the core of their message, helping people remember themselves to those times in life where most of us want to run from and never go back to, trauma and whatnot. But that's not just the only door in those rooms. So I try to help people see that there's a doggy door inside of the trauma room door. And that's the door where all the good stuff came in. You just flew out of there so quick, you left it behind. If you're interested, I can help get you back there. So you can pick up everything that this was really all about. And so I do that and I love it. It is the best, greatest thing ever. And I have a lot of things I do. I have a nonprofit thing I do with kids called the Power Week Symposium. I have a mastermind called the free mastermind called Slam the Hammer. A free mastermind, because they love that word free, love it. So I figured put it right up in there for good. Right. And a competition that's a biannual competition that where we, it's like American Idol for people that do what we do, impactors and influencers. It's called the Next Impactor, the Next Global Impactor. We just rebranded to give it a even more global of a presence. So the Next Global Impactor, looking for the world's next greatest story teller and story. Do some other things, you know, workshops and things, discover the author, speaker, and you to help people get their story out. I love anything related to story. I believe I'm a master storyologist, and that's my own word. I'm sticking to it. So, because we all have one.
Theory.
Huh?
You should put that in the dictionary.
I know. Wikipedia, at least. Put anything in there. So, love y'all. I'm trying to get cut out of the Wikipedia. Are you in Wikipedia yet?
No.
No, you will be.
They don't like me.
You don't say, why do you say that? You said that about technology doesn't like. Why is it all the inanimate thing? How can they not like or like Jimmy Clare?
Just because I had a, let's just say I'm some of the tech companies probably don't like me.
So the tech, so give me a name of one of them. Like what, Google?
I would say probably Google, Facebook, and
so are you like in their room that they have with Google's most hated, and then your face is up on the wall, Jimmy Clare, right?
Close.
Crazy fitness guy.
Close.
Oh, so okay. I don't know what makes you think that, but I'd beg to differ.
Well, I have a Google Home Mini in my room.
Well, you know, because you're a disruptor. See, a lot of people don't know that about you, Jimmy Clare. I know it. I knew it the minute you were sitting in the seat in my show. Jimmy Clare is a disruptor in a good way. And more people should be. What do you say to that?
I agree.
Right. Right. Because I noticed like that thing. Talk about that. We could talk about that for a minute. Remember that thing that happened with, what was it, the Golden Globes?
Yep.
And you wanted a petition, then you found out there was already one out there.
Yeah.
So that should have connected you to more like-minded people. But see, you were ready to start one if there wasn't one.
Yep.
And it's that kind of a thing. So tell everybody, what was that? See, now I just switched it. Now I'm the interviewer. See how I did that? So tell us, Jimmy, what was that campaign all about, trying to get people to sign a petition? And how did that turn out for you? Tell us about it.
Well, the last time I checked, I had like, I think 20 signatures on the petition, but then
Jimmy.
Well, anyway, it was a petition to stop this movie from getting 2 nominations in the Golden Globes. This movie's called Music, and it was the worst thing I've ever read about. And it was really disturbing.
What was disturbing about it?
The movie's message is basically, it's okay to use restraint with people who have who has autism,
mm-hmm.
and restraint is illegal in 30+ states. And if I remember this statistic correctly, they said 100,000 people who have autism has died or got severely injured being restrained.
Restraints.
And I don't know what happened to the other 20 states, but I don't know why they're all 50 were not on board, but that's another story for another time.
Well, how did you feel, Jimmy, when you found out that there was already someone or some group of people, a movement, if you will, already in place for the same reason? Circulating their petition around to get the people you had first reached out to sign, or how'd that work out?
Well, it kind of helped me to, what I really liked about the, that I found out about that there's already a petition out there. It kind of helped me get the weight off of my shoulders a little bit, because I felt like, as I'm trying to create this petition, I have like 2 weeks before the Golden Globes. But then when I saw this other petition, and that petition was already closed, but it was still being talked about on the web.
Oh, good. This passion for autism, you must have a friend. Do you know someone that's autistic because you're so passionate about it? Who is it? You got a friend or a family member that's on the spectrum?
Me.
What kind of name is that? Is that a cousin?
I got Mini-Me.
Me. What do you mean?
I'm autistic.
Wait.
What? I'm autistic, and
you're just now telling me this?
No.
Just
but
it makes it easy. But Jimmy, I really do applaud you, because you're not the kind of guy who just sits around waiting for someone else to do it.
Yeah.
I learned something from you about that. Sure.
When I saw it in my newsletters and everything, it brought me back painful memories. And I'll tell you why. When I was growing up in elementary school, mm-hmm. People did use restraint on me. And at first I didn't remember that. When I read about it, but then when I was talking to my parents about this movie, about the movie Music, my mom brought up that detail, and then it kind of jogged my memory a little bit. It's not that like I blacked out or anything, but I kind of just wanted to wash it away from my memory. So I try to like, I try not to think about the past a lot. And then when I kind of remember bits and pieces of that, and I was like, yikes, now I remember that. And I was like, well, that's a great memory.
How old were you when you were restrained?
I forget the exact age.
I mean, were you a little guy, medium guy?
I'd say a little. Maybe medium-ish.
I mean, like, what age do you know? You don't know what age, roughly.
Maybe eight.
Eight. So what did you, what went through your head when your mom said you were restrained? Do you remember that? Did she, I mean, what happened? Was it like a trigger, or did you have a flashback, or what happened?
Well, when I go to sleep at night, I always think of my brain kind of like a replay, and it is always on replay, and I have different memories circling around. And that one was like lost in the very back shuffle. But then once that one of the, when I heard the, read the word restraint, and my mom told me about being restrained back in elementary school, I was like, yep, here goes. At night, I remember just being back to where I was back then. It was painful because I don't know what made me, I kind of called it those the darker moments of my life, because I absolutely, literally hated school.
Really?
Yep.
Okay,
I can tell you exactly why.
Why? Bullying? Were you bullied?
I was bullied on the bus, but that was just only on the.
Well, I was too, though.
On the way home, on the way home bus, but
yeah,
that I could ignore for like the bus ride home, because it was a only five stops until my. until my bus stop, and say,
like, yeah, but who's getting the last laugh now?
Yeah,
I declare that was Jimmy Clare. That's what they're saying.
And so, out of curiosity, how did you get to become a motivational speaker?
Oh, they were selling name tags at a garage sale that said, pinch me, I'm a motivational speaker. And I bought one, and everybody just assumed I really was one. So I was like, what the hey? That's how it happened. I'm kidding. Why do you make me act so silly, Jimmy Clare? What is this spell you've cast over me? Remove thy spell. I'm kidding. I like it. It means I'm really comfortable, and I get to be just like a silly me around you. And I love that about you. So I really do mean that. But I'll answer your question. I didn't set out to be a motivational speaker. I thought I was, and nothing was happening. I wasn't pulling the trigger on it. I was just talking about it. And then my husband, who was not my husband then, but was a good friend, and gave me a book about how to do it. And I have that book on my nightstand upstairs right now in our bedroom, and I have yet to ever read it, not even the first page. But I keep it there because it's a reminder to me that it was never about the contents inside of a book, but it was always about the contents inside of my story. And all I had to do was give that heart that was underneath all my scars that wrote the story. I gave that heart permission to be one time. And today, that night, has become my Goldcast video, which is over 22 million views. So you take it for whatever it says to you, you know, and I invite anyone watching this to do that, because I didn't have some grand plan. I didn't have some moment where it was like I was walking along and a piece of a airplane fell out of the sky and hit me in the head, and I was like, you know, and nothing like that. Nothing that exciting. It was just a moment of risking vulnerability in exchange for hopefully a moment of being seen. And the trade-off ended up being something that I could have never expected. And it's changed my life. And here I am almost 6 years later, doing all kinds of wonderful things in the world, with the world, beside the world. Just, it's just so multi-directional. You know, I've learned in the last 6 years, if anything else, if nothing else, I've learned one thing. They have not invented enough words, because I find myself so many days standing in front of experiences and laying within the arms of a purposeful experience that is just so cellularly wonderful beyond comprehension that I am faced to have to admit, it's hard to even try to explain it to people, because nothing will even come close to fully representing the experience of purpose. It's that wonderful. They have not invented words that can define it. And so I find that in and of itself, that truth, that knowing, just one of the most awesome miracles. It's a miracle. It's just blessed. It's all those words and every other one that means something similar. So
I agree with you on that. Mm-hmm. There's it's funny, me and my mom were having this exact conversation earlier today. She thinks that she thought basically how I came up with that, she thought I planned to become a motivational speaker. But back then I was in school, I wanted first to be a chef. No, that didn't work out. I changed my mind on that many times. I also wanted to try to be a movie critic. My writing stunk back then. I'd say it's gotten better. I would say it's like the best thing in the whole wide world, because I know I'm not a super professional writer.
Right.
And if I was, then I should be fired.
No, we don't want that.
And I had like some other different, and before I even got my website up and running, I tried many different Facebook pages just to like, of like taking pictures, being a chef, etc. Deleted all of them. I didn't really have a passion for it at all. And then working in different industries, like working as a dishwasher before, and then working
in there, done that.
Yep. Working at bussing tables.
Wait a minute. Let's go back to the dishwasher for a second. Oh,
that's
my
the one
God.
That stood out to you?
Here's how you know. Yes. Because you know those racks that you got to put the stuff in, and then you slide it in that thing and pull that door down and hit that red button, or, well, you know what I'm talking about, that makes the water and stuff. And
well, I didn't have that, though.
You were washing inside of a sink of water?
Yeah.
Where'd you work, in your mom's kitchen?
No.
Oh, I thought you meant like in a restaurant.
Yeah, I was in a restaurant.
And they, how'd they get away with that? Oh, I've worked in one like that too. And you had three sinks?
Yep.
So you had to do it in the one, then the sanitizer, and then the rinse water. Yeah. Charlie's Picking and Grinning. That's where I worked, where they had that. You're right. Oh, yeah. Man. Wow. And then you got to stack all those, because they don't even come in the tray. You don't, you know.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay. So then, and a waiter. I was a waiter too. We could be twins. I declare, Jimmy Claire.
Well, I was bussing tables, clearing tables and everything. Didn't like that. And then I even did odd jobs for my parents after high school. I did that for 2 years.
When you say odd jobs, do you mean things like oyster shell polisher?
No, I would say
ice tray defroster. Well, those are odd jobs. Those are so odd. Like, what in the world?
No, like this that? One was, you know, the stuff that they put in between the tiles of your bathroom floor?
Grout.
Yeah. I had
toenail clippings? Oh, you had to clean them. That's good. That's how you're supposed to clean them.
It was terrible.
Why? Because they had waited too. Oh, was that a punishment or an odd job? Is that what they told you it was called? I know. Let's get Jimmy to power wash the house and tell him that it's an odd job.
I'm not that gullible.
So that sounds like some, you know, what was that? Not mommy dearest. Your parents aren't. I don't mean they're bad people, but I'm just saying, you know, punishments. Get in there clean with that. You always see that in those orphanages. Orphanage movies. They have kids in there cleaning the tile. Oh, Jimmy Claire, I declare. Oh, I reversed it.
It was actually an odd job. It was not a punishment.
No. Did you get an allowance?
Yeah. Well, I didn't get an allowance growing up, I don't think.
I didn't either.
It wasn't very helpful when I was younger.
But that's why I think the incentive program known as allowance would have worked really great.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
You know what I mean? Because I still made an allowance. All I did was dig in the cushions of the couch or under the car seats and stuff when I needed change, because there was always something to be found.
Well, I didn't find anything.
You know what place I used to find a whole bunch of change, though, that you would never expect?
Where?
In my mom's purse, there was this little bitty pouch thing. I don't know how change it just got in there, but I figured, wow. What?
Secret.
I'm kidding. I was that kid, though. Oh, Lord. See how that turned out. So my next question for you, Jimmy, Claire, is let's talk about your dating life.
Let's skip that question.
Why? Okay, who was your last crush? In real life or in, like, it could be a fictional character or it could be, oh no, I wouldn't put that out there. Scratch that. I'm kidding. But you know what I mean? Like, if it could be a star or somebody, okay, let me change this. Not a crush. If you could have dinner with one person, living or dead, in history, who would it be? And why? I love this question.
I think you even asked me this one before, too.
What? I did? You probably dreamed it. You were hoping I would. Well, your wish just came true because I just did it. So who would it be? I'm really curious.
I would say Miranda Cosgrove.
Lauren who?
Miranda Cosgrove.
Lauren Michaels Harris. God, Jimmy, I can't let you do that. It's too much. That's too much. Even for me, that's too much. I can't let you have me as the person in all of history. Oh, Jimmy. Jimmy, I declare, Jimmy Claire, you just continue to surprise me. Okay, go ahead. Okay, who is it really?
Miranda Cosgrove.
Who?
Miranda Cosgrove.
Is that an actress?
Yeah.
What did she play in?
She played in, remember the movie, have you ever seen the movie School of Rock?
Yeah.
She played the character Summer. And then she also played the hit TV series iCarly.
Okay, so what instrument did she play? I'm going to pull her up on my phone.
She was the band's director, band's manager. And
what's her name?
Miranda Cosgrove.
Oh, there she is. American actress. Oh, yeah. iCarly. Yeah, I liked that show.
Yeah, hands coming back for a reboot.
With her?
Yeah.
Okay, so why? Why would you want to Here we go. So why in the world, Jimmy, out of all the people in history of the world, would Miranda Cosgrove... Oh, you stuck with my original question. That's what you did. Who was your latest crush?
I wouldn't say crush.
You picked her out of anybody in history. What would you call it? America and beyond? Spam risk? I don't think so. Like I'm going to answer that. Hey, spam, how you doing? So, okay, why? We're waiting. She wants to know. Why, Jimmy Clare? I declare, Jimmy Clare, I'm so happy you chose me. Okay, why? Wait. I declare, Jimmy Clare. It's not me. I'm so happy you chose me. Why did you choose her? Seriously. What is she? Yeah.
She always just seems like a nice person. I mean, she always seems like a nice person. She doesn't seem to be kind of, I don't know.
So what if we could find a way for you to have dinner with her? How awesome would that be?
That would be really awesome.
And then what if she said before dinner was even over, I'm in love with you. Let's get married. Boy, how awesome would that be?
Somebody rigged that conversation.
See, I tried to get him to step into that. You guys, he didn't fall for it. Jimmy's a lot smarter than you. You see what I'm saying? You got to get up pretty early with Jimmy Clare.
Nope, I get up at 6:30 in the morning.
So wait a minute. So what would you talk to her about? What would be the first question you would ask her? Amanda Cosgrove.
I would say.
All right, Carly. Mrs. Jimmy Clare.
I would say.
My baby's mama. What? That's options. Man, Jimmy, lighten up, dude. Okay, go ahead. So what would your first question be?
I would ask her what it was like on the set of iCarly. Was it fun?
Good idea. Get her to talk about herself. Smooth criminal, Jimmy Clare, the ladies man. I declare, Jimmy Clare. Uh-huh. They'll be swooning. Yeah. Okay. Ask me who I pick.
Okay, who you pick?
Jimmy Clare, crazy fitness guy. See, I didn't even hesitate. Unlike some people.
Well, you got the crazy part down.
Wait a minute. I'm figuring this out. I have a sneaking suspicion that was aimed. Was that at me? I'm happy to be crazy.
I meant that it's in a good way.
Oh, look. But look, you know what's funny? When we're looking at you right now, it just says crazy guy. Trademark. Your head is covering the entire word of fitness up. I see a little bit of Beth speaking out, but I don't know it's there. Let's pretend it doesn't. Crazy guy. Crazy guy. Next time you're like, I'm getting a screenshot. Thank you. Got it. Now, the memes I will make with that.
That's just evil.
I know. That was why it says, be gone. I rebuke thee. Oh, I'm back. What happened? So, hey, Jimmy, what do you got planned with your brand? I love your brand. What do you got planned for the rest of 2021? Any big things coming down the pipe? Are you speaking on any autism summits or anything like that?
Maybe and maybe not.
Well, because isn't National Autism Day coming up? When is that? In April? What do you got planned? What are we going to do? We got to do something to raise some awareness. Well, let me take that. That's your goodie bag. Take that home with you. That's your goodie bag that you get to take from, you know, the gift of spending time with moi. I'm kidding. But I want you to take that because I would love to put something together. You know what we could do? You know what we could do? Mm-hmm. I got it. You know how on TV, since you brought up reboots, this isn't a reboot, but this is, you know, when they merge two shows?
Yeah.
Like Chicago Fire and Chicago Hope come together for Chicago Higher Hope?
Yeah.
Right. We could do that with Crazy Fitness Guy show and Bathroom Moments and bring them together to raise awareness for autism and bring in different guests.
I could see that. How about we talk about more of that details after the show?
Well, we'll have to set an appointment because I have to get ready for... You think you're the only show I'm on today? I think not, Jimmy Clare. I declare.
I still have a few more questions for you. So
I know. I'm saying after the show, we'll have to come back to meet or call me because I have to get ready for the Dr. Tranquility show.
Well, I wasn't saying today. I was thinking maybe.
Stop, you're scaring me. Don't yell at me, Jimmy. You know, it's a trigger. I'm kidding. I know, we will set an appointment. Are you interested, though?
Yeah, I'd be interested.
To raise awareness for, you know, come on now. You can never say too much about autism. I'm just kidding. Hey, but it's okay to have a big head because it means it's filled with big ideas.
Or a big brain.
What's a big idea? Big brains. No, brains are all the same size.
Are they?
Just like eyeballs. Google it. Somebody Google it. Put it in the chat. Oh, wait, this isn't live.
I know.
But that's a good question, though. Are brains different sizes, Jimmy Clare?
I don't know that answer.
I feel a children's show in the making. See, that's the producer in me. You could be the new Bill Nye the Science Guy.
No, thanks.
And we could call the show, Do You Dare, Jimmy Clare? See how I changed it from the other one? We got another one. We got to trademark them both. Welcome back to another best game show. There it is. Kids, the first kids game show. No, it won't be the first one. Do you stump Jimmy Clare? Do you dare stump Jimmy Clare? Jimmy Clare, you could be the new Alex Trebek.
Well, you know, here's an idea for you.
Okay. For me?
Yeah.
Bring it on.
So here's for what about for the to combine the shows? I have a friend who's also autistic, and she's a motivational speaker. And perhaps maybe the three of us could do something.
Sing along, and I'll think about it. Pick up. That's my favorite part. Sorry, I couldn't resist. I can't do any of this on my show. I'll get kicked off the network. It's free reign here, though.
I might get kicked off.
By whom? Zoom?
I might get kicked off of my other platforms I'm on.
You're right, because you're already on some social media hit list. What's your name, Bob? I just stumbled into this show off the street. I'm trying to save my career. Anyway, so Jimmy, let's do that and bring your friend. Yeah. We'll have fun. Make it happen. Have your people call her people and have her people call your people back and tell those people to leave a message for my people who will then text your people and send a messenger thing to her people. And we'll.
That's a lot of people involved. We'll get,
I know we're trying to sound important. Yeah. Come on, play along, Jimmy. Play along. Stay with me.
I wish I had people.
No, you don't. I don't want to. I don't care for it. Well, I mean, the day will come, but don't you like in your business just getting up and it's like everything's right where you left it. And, you know, the ideas are, you can produce them just the way you see them. Wait, is that the description of a control freak? Hmm. Well,
is your name in the dictionary next to the name of control freak?
I don't know, but I'm on a Harvard psychologist show today, so I'm sure I'll find out afterwards. That's probably why she invited me. She was getting my head. Okay, I'm good with it. So, Jimmy, what temperature is out there? It looks so nice and breezy. Are you going to go surfing later today?
Yeah.
Get your mom back. Hi. I saw her.
Yeah, she was floating off in her canoe in the back.
Oh, that must be another woman then I just saw. Okay. So, Jimmy, what is that tree safe to be sitting under?
I hope.
I love that. I love where you're at. Do you really know where that is? Where is that?
No, I don't know where it is.
I think it's Hawaii. It looks like Hawaii, I bet you.
I like to be in Hawaii.
Have you ever been?
Nope.
Me either.
My parents have.
Everybody's parents have. No, I haven't. I want to go, though. It's just that the flight is so long.
Well, if you go, you can take me along with you.
Oh, Lord. Jimmy, I do not want to be fighting off all those island girls to get through to go to the thing because they're trying to chase you thinking you're Justin Bieber. No. Okay, maybe.
Oh, come on, a friendly trip. Come on.
Will you pre-sign some autographs that I can sell and keep? We'll split it. 70-30. 70 for me. What? I'm just saying, you don't have to get out there and be under the you know, the craziness of all those fans of yours trying to get their hands on your signature. I would be taking the risk.
Who says I have that many fans?
Well, they're your fans already. They just may not know it yet, but they will, because I know what you're doing is going to get this message of yours all over the world.
Fun fact about that, one of my blog posts recently got...
Went viral?
No, not yet.
It will. What happened? What was it about?
It was about journaling, and it was... I just bought a recent tool recently from my website. Cost me a big pretty penny. I'm not saying how much. Just in case my parents are listening, I didn't tell them either.
You didn't?
No.
They know. Your mom's all in your online banking trust.
Oh, no, she's not.
Okay. What do you think?
But there's... And so I got this new tool, and so it helped me optimize my post a little bit.
It's a software?
Online software.
Ugh, I'm not techy enough for that stuff.
But
is it working?
I think so, because one of my my posts got shared on a Facebook page that had 69,000 likes and followers.
That's interesting. I don't remember seeing that on my page.
Wasn't on your page.
Oh, there are others who have that? Oh, my goodness. Wow. you make it easy, Jimmy. I declare, Jimmy Claire. It's growing on you, isn't it? Tell the truth. The whole
half idea. And half.
I'm telling you, it's going to catch on.
So speaking events do you do a week?
Now, none, because you're the second person to ask me that question today. I'm a live stage guy. I got to walk the stage. I got to be right there. I just have to. The energy thing with me and the audience is that. And I'll practice. Go ahead. Question. I know what you're saying. No, I don't do any of those. I'll do some summits and things like that, because that's more teaching than talking. But I'm waiting for the world to open back up and go back to what I love to do. But in the meantime, I take out my creativity needs through digital media. I do a ton of promos, commercial content creation, digital content creation for brands, for people, for shows and show openers and sponsorship commercials, things like that. So, I see it. I claim it.
Yeah, perhaps maybe you and me should go on tour one day.
Oh, y'all see how I did that? Tour. Dare to share with Jimmy Claire. The tour. Oh, wait. My role in this tour has nothing to do with valet car parking, does it?
No.
Just checking. Failed for that one in 2018. But anyway.
How did you fall for that?
I'm kidding. Look. Right. So, hey, anything is possible. I'm open to everything that God has in his plan for me, through me, with me, and around me. So if that's in the plan, it'll be. So Jimmy Claire, we only have 1 minute left because I have that thing at the top of the hour.
Yep.
Oh, did you ever see Carol Burnett? You ever seen that show?
No, my parents have though.
I'm down with you. Be gone. Bye bye. Oh, wait. I have something just for you. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was a giant fly. Jimmy, was that? Did it hurt? Oh, sorry. I'm kidding.
Yeah, it did hurt from all the way from the California beaches.
Speaking of California beaches, can you believe one of my sisters brought me this all the way from Pasadena?
Really?
Yeah, she pulled it out and was like, she says, look what I brought you.
That's a nice gift.
It's a giant extendable fly swatter. Look at that giant fly swatter. I bet my brother Lauren could use one of those. I saw this and immediately it spoke to me as you.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's a good gift.
I know, but it is a unique prop for the show, though. So I haven't used it yet, I broke it out on your show. See, I love you, Jimmy Clare. Thank you for having me.
Hopefully you can come back on.
Anytime. And we want you back soon on Bathroom Moments. And we want to invite all of you to check us out Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Central. Shameless plug. On the E360 Television Network or Bathroom Moments TV show page on Facebook. See, I did that with I messed it up because cut, rewind it. So on Bathroom Moments. There you go. Stick with me, kid. We'll make it to late night.
Shh.
Move over, Jimmy Fallon.
Shh. Yeah, I don't think he would like that very much.
Yeah, that's my goal. That's my end game. My show's going to air either right before or right after Jimmy Fallon. And I speak it into my intention pen, which says, through me, not from me, a real thing. Intentionpen.com. They actually create pens based on your intentions. All of the things are chosen. You choose the wood and everything. And then they like bless the pen with your intentions. And I'm going to sign my contract with late night television with this very pen. I'm speaking it into existence. Yes, I am.
So where can people find you on social media?
Okay. There's a Walmart right outside Albuquerque. Now, if you turn left there, what? You said where on social what?
On social media.
Oh, backed up. Sorry. Facebook. You can just Google my name. It's on the screen. Lauren Michaels Harris. It'll take you to where you can go. All roads. Because I got a bunch of stuff out there. Just Google me and feel if anything leads you. And go from there. That's where. You see what I'm saying? Because I ain't trying to send you to the coaching. If you want to just hear an inspirational video. You know, you might want to binge on some bathrobe moments. So there you go. Okay. I love you. And I love you guys. Get out and be the blessing you'd like to see in the world.
Have a good day.
You as well. Thanks for having me, Jimmy.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.